rise for our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. LaLonde?
Here.
Mr. Lawford?
Yep.
Mrs. Lucky?
Here.
Mrs. McGowan?
Here.
Mrs. Keough?
Here.
Mrs. Testaverde?
Here.
Mrs. Sutton?
Let's see. The first thing on our agenda is the public hearing relative to the Augsburg City School District wide safety.
Okay. So this is required by state law that we have this communicable disease plan each year. We've updated it. We've given the board a couple reads of it. The one major change is Deschaux's law, where we have to make sure that our staff and our locations of AEDs and those staff that are certified in CPR are clearly denoted, and we've been working on that, getting a detailed list of our staff who are certified, who want to be certified, and ultimately prepared for next school year, that list being known. So that's all I have for a statement on that.
Anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns about this? I guess we need a...
Nope, no resolution. Just...
Yep. Okay, so.
Yes.
Next one is a public hearing on the revised code of conduct.
Again, we've made some small changes. Mrs. Tuttle is here tonight. She has been for all the reads, so we thank her for that. The only one minor change in here from the last time is in order to maintain a little bit of consistency on how we award things like head table, as well as those seniors that get academic banquet for all 4 years. That target criteria for head table was 90 or better for 3.5 years. For front row of
graduation yep. Was 90.
Yep.
Stage seating at the academic ceremony is 80.5.
Yep. So we merged the two to make them both 90. So that way there's no, on given years we'd have kids that say, well, I was at the head table or on the stage for academic banquet, why don't I get front row? They're two different criteria. Well, now they're the same. So and we're going to grandfather folk children in. So this is coming in with a new ninth grade class. We'll start this new criteria. Those individuals that were in the academic banquet this year in grade 9 will run its course 10, 11, and 12 with 88.5. We thought that was the fair way to do it.
I'm glad to hear that. That was going to be a question.
Yeah. Sarah, read your mind. So that was, you know, that's our code of conduct and the minor changes for this year. So.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, we move on. General Administration, report number 8.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations from the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, the 504 Committee, for meetings held on April 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 20th, 21, 22, 23, 24, 27, 28, 29, 30th of 2026, and May 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th of 2026. That having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, is hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 20th day of May 2026.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. LaLonde?
Aye.
Mr. Lawford?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Keough?
Aye.
Mrs. Testaverde?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the public. The budget of public hearing minutes and regular meeting minutes held on May 6th, 2026.
Just one it's not the organizational meeting. Just want to make that note on the May 6th minutes. It should say just a regular meeting.
Okay. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Mr. LaLonde?
Aye.
Mr. Lawford?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Aye.
Letters and communications to the board.
I have none this evening.
Okay. comments relative to the agenda? Anyone? Can I have a motion and possibly a second from someone with regards to adding an item under new business for the discussion and possible adoption of the 2026-2027 budget for a revote on June 16, 2026?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Pio?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Gattuso?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Right.
So, Mari, that'll be item four under new business. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Old business. Report number one.
This is the final review and adoption of the proposed changes to the 2026-2027 Code of Conduct. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District is hereby adopted the revised Code of Conduct as presented for the 26-27 school year, this 20th day of May 2026.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Pio?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye. I'd like to just say thank you to Mrs. Tuttle for all the work in that. I know it's a pain sometimes, but it's needed, and I appreciate all your work you did.
Thank you. Get out.
Report number two.
This is the final review and adoption of the proposed 2026-2027 district-wide safety plan, communicable disease pandemic plan. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby adopted the revised district-wide safety plan, communicable disease pandemic plan as presented for the 26-27 school year, this 20th day of May 2026.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Pio?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Aye.
Report number three.
Let's see. This is setting the date for the district's organizational meeting. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the date for the annual organizational meeting of the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District shall be and is hereby scheduled for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026, and be it further resolved that the hour for same shall be and hereby set for 6 p.m.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Pio?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGowan?
Aye.
And report number four.
This is the standard workday and reporting resolution. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, be it resolved that the Augsburg City School District hereby establishes the following as standard workdays for elected and appointed officials and will report the following day's work to the New York State and local employees' retirement system based on the timekeeping system records or the record of activities maintained and submitted by these officials to the clerk of the board in post-standard workdays and reporting resolution on the district website for the required 30 days.
Is there a recommended action?
Second. Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Pio?
Aye.
Report number five.
This is just some pictures and some updates of the capital improvement project that we wanted to provide the board. If you have any questions, I can certainly try to answer them, but progress is moving. We're starting phase two. We're getting ready right about now, getting ready for that. And actually, if you were to walk around second floor of OFA right now, they're replacing ballasts and lights and converting all of our hallway lights and classroom lights to LED right now as part of the EPC. So a lot of work going on around here, some of which is done after hours. Other work is being done during the day. So you'll start to see a little bit more activity.
Any questions? Okay, we'll move on to 5A, which is the added item.
Yes, just to discuss the budget and where we stand right now. So we'll canvass the vote at 8 p.m. tonight, but to prepare ourselves for the next steps, I've given the board a copy of the current budget that we adopted about a month and a half ago. as well as a timeline for the revote, which is pretty similar, a little bit shorter time period, similar to our last budget vote, and so we'll adhere to those notices and deadlines. Because the budget was defeated, the board has three options at this point in time. Option one, the district can present the original budget for a second vote, come out with that budget, educate with that budget, and if it's voted down, we automatically go to a contingency budget, austerity budget. Option two is to modify our current budget in whatever direction you want to go, again, sending it out for vote. If it voted down, we'd end up on a contingency budget. And then option three is to immediately go to a contingency budget. And we can't increase the tax levy by any amount above the prior year of 2.49%, meaning the levy stays the same from last year into this year. It also limits the spending on essential educational program, only for essential educational programs, legal obligations, and health and safety requirements. And it prohibits the spending of any money on non-essential items such as certain equipment and facility use. So on a contingency budget, the board has the right to pretty much shut down shop and only to school usage, meaning entities like OCP, minor hockey, you've got figure skating, biddy basketball, open swim, family swim, adult walking, all gone. And talking with Kate Reed, she goes, it's essential that occur if a contingency budget has to be adopted because of two no votes, or if the board decides to go contingency now. The community has to know that there's a direct impact on a no vote, and that impact is that our central hub no longer becomes a central hub. It's open from 8 to 3 each day for academics. Our sports teams can still participate, but nobody else can utilize the facility that incurs costs to any area of our budget, whether it be custodial costs, administrative costs, or heat, lights, and utility costs. So pretty much on a contingency budget, this place shuts down. So I need some direction from the board as to where we want to go with this and what we want to do. One of the things, regardless of what budget we put out there, one of the things I've thought about long and hard with my 3.5 hours of sleep last night was centered around opening the building up to a school finance 101 session for people so I can go through each component of the budget and the why and where it's coming from and why the money, why it's aided, what that means, where we're pulling from, why capital project money is different than general fund money, why the busing and buying new buses makes sense now versus keeping our old buses. There was a lot of conspiracy theories and negative comments and false comments, things that were just not accurate, being spread around social media. And I think from what I gathered, I knew to be true no matter what, we've seen it at play in other situations, but how quickly a mob mentality coupled with uninformed individuals where they don't have all of the accurate information can drive a community to do something that's going to have an adverse effect on kids. We came up, it's not like we put this budget together in 2 hours. We spent time, money, energy, meeting after meeting after meeting, ideas, tried to reorganize our elementary buildings to make them more efficient, saved $2.3 million with only four individuals on the docket losing their positions, full-time positions. Well, a contingency budget will add probably about seven more individuals to that docket. There's a potential for this impact to be so significant that it affects kids in a negative way. We had a budget that not only affected kids in a positive way and program in a positive way. I get it. Nobody wants to pay more taxes. We're all strapped. I get it. But with only with revenue only coming from two sources, we have no choice but to get additional monies from our tax base that I get is already strapped. But it doesn't mean that it's not for the right. The average house in Ogdensburg is $106,000. The average. The median household is $99,000. Which means half of Ogdensburg falls below the $100,000 mark, and we were asking for an on average of a $50 per year increase to the tax bill when we went six consecutive years without a single penny raised in that levy. 6 years in a row. And it turns out to be, and I don't mind saying it publicly, is what have you done for me lately? We feed every kid breakfast and lunch free every single day. We bus them free every single day. To and from school, to school, and to the Boys and Girls Club. We have 165 kids that will go to the Boys and Girls Club on a daily basis. In a contingency budget, that is gone. This community has no idea what a no vote could mean for these kids. No idea. And it upsets me that people, without the appropriate knowledge or information, are making choices that impact kids. There's nothing cheap in this world today. But what we've just done is single-handedly put our kids at risk, and all they can do is be proud that they voted something down. Vote it down again. See how proud you are. Angry is what I was. And when I hear that comment daily, well, I don't have any kids in the district, I shouldn't have to pay for it. Well, I didn't have any kids in the district 20 years ago either, and I paid. Well, now it's my kid.
You know, Kevin, it's very well said, and I've said it probably half a dozen times today to different people. We're kind of held hostage to the public because this is the only vote they get. They don't vote on the state government. We don't vote on our federal government. We don't vote on city of Ogdensburg taxes. And I think with the prices of everything going up, I think, you know, this is, I mean, as I said, we're held hostage because people can vote on this. And I don't care what we did, they were going to vote it down.
Yep. Okay. Well, and here we are, and I don't mean to interrupt.
No, that's
place is packed with people getting information that's fact. They have these meetings a year in advance. These are open to the public. Nobody comes. Nobody wants to be educated. We send out budget notices. It said clearly, we're not ordering electric buses. It said it clearly, yet the message going out was electric buses were being ordered. I don't mind somebody questioning the district when we have a position on something that might not agree with. But I do mind when the individuals in this community take a vote and they do it uneducated. It's ignorance. And we wonder where our kids get it from. They just watched it. Ignorance. Refusal to be educated and refusal to understand where and why this needs to be in place. But clap your hands and be proud. You know, and I'm sorry I'm upset about it, and I'm not trying to take it personal, but what I see is nobody here asking the questions. Nobody here saying why, how, can you explain it to me? But proud that they just voted down a budget because finally, yeah, we'll show you finally. We'll show you what finally means. Have we done everything in our, through COVID, we fed every family in this community. Through COVID, fed every family. Didn't ask if you were a student here. Fed them. We every day give them breakfast and lunch free of charge so we can take that onus off of families. We bus them every day to the Boys Club so a family doesn't have to pay for daycare. When is enough enough? We ask for a simple 3.99% raise. I know us, those of us with homes that are assessed for 200 plus thousand, yeah, it's a $100 to $200 increase. But it's for the right reasons. There are people that are voting no on this budget because they're done paying for things when their tax bill is $29.06. Slated to go up 3 cents. But let's vote it down. So I need some guidance from the board. I know my, if you want my opinion, I don't mind sharing it.
So Kevin, the contingency
yes.
budget is still going to go up to 2.49. I'm assuming we can go up to 2.49. Yeah.
That is the tax increase, correct? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, so
yes.
we're looking at 3.99.
Right.
So if it goes to contingency, it's still going to be 2.49, right?
Increase for a tax levy, yes.
There's still going to be some loss of... something.
Yeah, oh, we're going to lose. We have to cut. If we go to contingency, we've got to cut another $650,000. You know, I will come to the board with where we'll go with this. And this one's going to hurt. This one's going to hurt. And it's not. You go ahead.
I would suggest, Kevin, that you research this and give us all of the information so we can put it out there for the public, and I'd like to go with option number one and put the same budget out there one more time. If it goes down then, all hell will break loose.
Yeah, because I would rather, I hate to say this, but I'd rather cut those things that, you know, I get it, there's people that count on that bus to Boys and Girls Club, but if it's about cutting positions or programs or things that are happening for the kids that are here, I'm not on board with that. I'm on board with cutting the things that are
anxious. Most things would automatically be cut, though, is what you're saying. That's like a community.
Yeah, that wouldn't be considered. That wouldn't be considered a home to school run. So
yeah,
anything above and beyond a home to school run that Boys and Girls Club is not considered. That's something we did out of the goodness of our own.
I think I understand what you're saying, but I don't think I want to go to the budget and cut it piece by piece the way you're saying. Okay, so we're gonna just punish those people. We're gonna punish this program. We're gonna punish that.
No, I think educated. Yeah.
I want the budget intact as we gave it. Put it back out there, and
so you want to. So
I want to know. I want the people to know what they're going to lose.
Right.
So if we go to contingency, okay. Okay. So
can you do the option one versus option two version?
Yeah.
Versus option three. I mean,
yes.
I'd like to see what one, two, and three is going to bring.
Okay, so yeah, so you want to, so if we did option two, where you want to modify the budget, you've got to give me a bit more, like, what do you want me to work in, like a tax rate increase of what? Instead of 3.99. So if you do option two, we're modifying the budget, meaning we're going to take revenue away from tax increase. And then offset the budget expense-wise to do that. So I kind of have, if we go with option two, I just need a parameter.
I'd like to eliminate option two. I don't think we should do it.
Oh.
Well, I'm not saying do it, but I'd like to see the difference between the three.
Well, the three is everything.
I want to see the difference between the three options.
Yeah, so option one's simple. Option one just doesn't change anything. It stays the same. Option two, I just need a parameter.
Well, I would think option two would be, because if we go to contingency, it's going to be
2.49.
So I think your option two is kind of starting with 2.49, and the $600,000 you're saying is the difference?
Yes.
So there's going to be $600,000 worth of job cuts.
Correct.
Or
so,
sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or other areas that yes.
Anything less than 3.99. Which was the first increase, and correct me if I'm wrong, Caleb, if we go with option two, it's automatically still going to be we wouldn't want to dip below 2.49 because 2.49 is the contingency budget.
Correct.
Right. So what I would work within then is a 2.5 to 3.98. So
you know, Kevin,
you're going to talk about...
to look at who might be losing their job,
yeah.
I think is probably important. But I agree with Ron. I think we should put the budget back up.
So just if I may, and so if I may, on the Renee side, so what Renee ostensibly, if I'm reading you, what if I did, I mean, you're all, it's going to be a difference of about 1.5%, which would be about 100 and give or take 60,000 difference, meaning instead of cutting 640,000 with a 249, which is what I'd have to, it would be cutting about 420,000. So it would.
So I know we're pressed for time.
Yeah.
But I think it would be beneficial because you talked about educating
yeah.
the public.
Yeah.
Let's educate them about option one, option two, and option three.
Right.
What the difference is.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can come up with just one, but you're not really showing what two and three is going to be.
Yeah.
Should the public be the ones to choose one, two, or three?
Mm-mm.
Or is that's
Mm-mm.
in our
Mm-mm.
realm,
Mm-hmm.
your realm?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe we're being held political hostages, yeah. especially this time in history. To those who voted and did not quite understand because of misinformation, and also to those could have voted and didn't because either they weren't able or they thought everything would be copacetic,
yeah.
so to speak.
Yeah.
So I agree about going and voting again, but I do agree we should have a public forum. I had many phone calls this morning, you know, a day late, dollar short, but saying, why didn't they order electric buses? Why didn't they order gas buses? We're going to be having to have electric. And I said, again, misinformation.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, and I for one, will be very supportive, be here for a public forum so they could ask. I thought about an exit vote, but that's not a good idea, I don't think.
So option one is easy to do because option one is our current budget. Nothing changes. Right, that we throw that out there. There's no change to it. There's no cuts to it. There's nothing eliminated. Option two, I could put out there as a instead of a 399 increase to the levy, split the difference between 249 and 399, and go with a three percent. You know, like a 3.2. So that would impact what you're going to see on that one. Just so you know, is. If I go like a 3.2 or I just say 3.2, if I go with that, so it's roughly a 0.75% difference in revenue, which would amount to about $80,000. So something for $80,000 would be back into that budget versus out of it on option three. So that would be it's about an $80,000 difference. So it would save one position. There'd be one position different. I can do that. It's simple to do.
So Ron, were you looking at moving the ball to go ahead with option one? Is that what you're looking for?
I would definitely.
You asked, we should do it.
Yeah. There was a motion for that, I think, Ronnie.
Yeah. I will.
But there was no second.
I'll second. To go with number one.
To go with number one.
And at the same time.
I can do Renee's scenario.
Yes.
Yep, I can.
Okay.
And I think that would be a part of the presentation when you have
the presentation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. But you know what's sad? No one's going to show up for this public forum.
So,
I don't know how we're going to get
the
information out because they won't come.
So when the reorganization of the elementary school buildings occurred and we held the information nights, only two people showed up.
I know.
But 72 people were all over social media. So I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to offer it.
Yeah.
I would also suggest using social media
yep.
to get the same information
yep.
that we present
yep.
through
that app. Yeah, our BOCES comms team, which I don't know if any of you have met Erin Connor. She left for a different position. Brittany Frank is who we have now, who's one of our big leaders in the comms department. So we've already talked. Jimmy Lawton and I have already talked. He's going to do a story solely on what happens here if. So once we're ready to do that, he's going to put a story out there. You know, I will provide a 325 increase. Option one's a 399. It's our original. I'll still provide it, but you've made a motion to vote on it. And I can still do option three, which is a contingency budget, which leads to a failed vote on one, a failed vote on two, lead to what number three would look like.
This is what's going to look like.
Yep, yep. I can provide that. That's easy enough. I can certainly
do that. Jimmy, I shouldn't say that. Will the reporter write it as 4%, 3.99?
3.99. I asked them to.
Did you? Thank
yep,
you.
Yep, because it keeps saying 4%. It's not 3.99.
So, Kevin, I asked this question a few weeks ago, and I'll ask it again. If state aid happens to come out and we get more state aid than we expect, can we use that to lower the tax rate?
Okay, so we just heard today that the we just got our approved runs, just came out today. We're hearing there's going to be a budget vote for the New York State budget tomorrow. They did increase it to 2%, so we went from 1 to 2. So that was an increase of about $220,000. If you're going to use that money to offset the levy, you set the levy in. That's the other misinformation. What you're voting on is the expense side, and the voters are voting on the expense side. You can go into August and increase the taxes 11.2% if you wanted to. That's your call. The tax rate is it's frowned upon not to do that to the tax base, but at the same time, you could. So in August, yes, you could take the increase in state aid and offset the tax rate. However, that would mean that the individuals that were in the original cut list or the layoff list from the previous budget won't come back. Those are all going to be layoffs because we were going to utilize a little bit of that money to offset them. But that is your call because you don't set that tax rate until August.
And the bigger bang for your buck is employees that work with children rather than the tax rate.
Correct. In my opinion. In your opinion. Yeah, I think in most. But the answer to that, Doug, is yes, you can do that.
Do we want to take this vote before the public meeting?
Oh, yep. We have to stop what we're doing and go into the canvas of the vote real quick.
What was the dollar amount for the increase in the state?
About
$220,000.
Yep, 1% was about $220,000 increase. So we went from 220 to 440, I think it was.
Okay, we take a pause then. And,
yep. Okay. The Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, after examining and determining the number of votes for each of the candidates in one election district, this 19th day of May 2026, does hereby declare that Angela D. McRoberts, having received the plurality of the votes, has been and is legally elected to said board for a term of 5 years, and does declare that having received the next highest plurality of the votes cast, Renee Gazzuto, has been and is legally elected to said board for a term of 5 years, and be further resolved that after examining the number of votes cast with respect to Proposition Number 1, 2026-2027 budget referendum, results are 301 yes to 329 no. Proposition number 2, transportation, results are 307 yes to 317 no. And be it lastly resolved that the recorded signatures of each of the members of said board present on the official canvas document hereto annexed and make part of the resolution shall and does hereby certify same. So going back to that, so I you've got a motion, you have a second on to choose option one to have that be the budget that we send out. I will provide a 399, a 325, and a contingency budget look as to what that will look like, and I'll provide that to the board for the next meeting as well as the public. But
so I'll revise that motion to include that.
You can, yep, you can. But your motion is to adopt the option one, which is to go out with this year's budget.
Yes.
So are you doing I guess I'm confused.
Yep.
If we do option one, which is what we're going to do.
Yep. You're not adopting anything else. I'm doing this.
We don't go then from a 3.99 to a 3.25.
No.
Right? We go right to contingency. They know.
Correct.
Right? So we don't go to the public with that 3.25.
No.
That's just for us.
That's just for you to know what the impact would be.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're going to inform the public what the contingency would look like.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. The public will know if this budget that you're adopting, which is the 3.9, or at least proposing to adopt, is the 3.99 original budget, 3.99 increase, the public will know the impact of a no vote.
Okay.
But I will share that with you prior to the public getting it.
Okay.
I'm not convinced, given the narrative that we've seen over the past week or 10 days, I'm not convinced that a half a percent, three quarters of a percent is going to move the needle. I don't think it's going to change any of our no votes.
Agreed.
Honestly.
Not unless those that voted no come and receive knowledge based upon what truly is happening instead of going based upon what they read on. I mean, the rumors going around that I was getting a $20,000 raise, it just doesn't, it's not good for the community to be on these conspiracy theories, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And it doesn't help anything. The last 2 days have been stressful in the sense that all we focused on is this. I haven't gotten into any classrooms in the last couple of days, which is not abnormal on certain things like this. But it's taken our attention away from what matters most, right? So at the end of the day,
I think you're right about it's not going to change anybody's no vote, but it may encourage some people who did not vote, forgot to vote, or inconvenienced to vote, or whatever the reason was, to come out. And it is personal. This is personal. Because if it affects you, you might change your vote. If it affects you personally, and you haven't voted, you might take the effort to come and vote.
So you have a motion on the table.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 20th day of May 2026.
This is a recommended action. Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Long?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. Nick Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Hill?
Aye.
Mrs. Hassan?
Aye.
Aye.
Report number 7.
This is the resolution to approve change order SC01001, and that should be 2026 Capital Improvements Project, project number 5123000105022001. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order SC01001, again 2026 Capital Improvements Project, project number 5123000105022001, presented this 20th day of May 2026.
With that change to 2026, is there a motion?
Can I just ask a quick question? This picture here, Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, of the entrance.
Yep.
Is this an upgraded system compared to the one that was spec?
Yeah. We went and brought it online with the way that BOCES Northwest Tech's system is, because our buses are going in and out of that too. We didn't want to have two sets of fobs that they had to utilize. So, knowing that our buses were in and out of Northwest Tech, three buses at a time, and the same one here, we tried to merge the two. It's a little bit more expensive, but it'll make things more efficient.
Okay. That's going into the entrance out there to the bus garage.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Okay, number 8.
Wait, sorry. Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Walker?
No.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mrs. Sisson?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. I'm going to pay a motion for items B1 through B7 to be approved on the consent agenda.
I just have a question.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Page B1.
Yep.
Number 19. What is the Steam Board Club?
We have, it's a new club that just started 3 years ago. Kids travel up to Titus. Titus gives them free lift tickets. They go 5 or 6 times a year. Mr. Cole does brings them up, brings them back, actually drives the bus too. We don't pay him. He does the bus for free. So, Yeah, by contract, it used to be where they would start out a club and we'd pay them right on the spot. And then it would fold out like mid-year. And we'd like, oh, now we're stuck paying this person, right? So now what we make them do is they have to do it for 2 full years, see what the enrollment's like. If it's solid enrollment, we pay them. If it's not solid enrollment, we end it and they don't get paid. But so the enrollment's been great, and so we go, we backfill it by contract to the 2 years prior. Good question.
For John Cole, first, we have
yes.
Have we always had that?
Yes. But they did not delineate between the two. It said summer marching band and then summer marching band advisor. And it looked like he was getting double dip. No. What this is the work he does with the kids during the year for Flag Day, Memorial Day celebration. He's working with kids currently on color guard. So it's everything that's done in school year that's not inside the summer marching band series, if you will. Learn that. But we changed the name so it delineates between what his responsibilities are and are not. So
I'm assuming for volleyball we didn't get anyone for junior JV for coaching.
Not sure with that. I have a feeling that he was just a point, because he said I'm interested in doing what I was doing last year, that she wrote him down as an appointment that way. I'm going to go back and post it for a true, solid one-person JV coach and try to remove it from him.
Yeah.
Not because he's done a bad job, but because let's post it and see if there's somebody interested in coaching instead of him doing both teams.
So do we have to alter that?
You will. I'll come back and rescind it should we find somebody.
That we can call her up.
Mr. Walker?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGraw?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mrs. Desalvo?
Aye.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Walker?
Aye. Is there any other business to be brought before the board? Including comments by board members and administration.
Our next scheduled board meeting is Monday, June 8th. Based upon this timeline, this new revote timeline, we may have to meet Monday, June 1st. I'll let you guys know as soon as possible. I have a meeting with Kate Reed tomorrow just to make sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's with the timelines. But right now, on paper, Monday, June 8th, 6 p.m.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to move the executive session for 3:20 a.m. Yes, you can.
I'm sorry, I think I need
yep.
Oh, she needs signatures before we depart. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned.
We're pointing to the board. We'll rescind it if it's not.